So as Matt said, today we are looking at the S in Arise, servants of all. When I first became a Christian, I thought I was really good at serving. I felt like I had served in various ways throughout my life. I'd served in my house. I served in my friendship groups. And I then began signing up to the various teams at church to show how good I was at serving. I was convinced I had serving down. That type of attitude probably shows you that I really didn't get serving, which I learned when I became a mum. When I spent all day cleaning up sick and poo and feeding and cuddling this tiny little human I was trying to keep alive, and I looked around and realized that no one was there to see it. No one was there to celebrate me for sucking it up while she projectile vomited all over the lounge. No one was there to sing my praises at how patient I was when she spent all day crying. All of a sudden, I found myself called to serve the one before me, my beautiful daughter, who of course I love dearly, but I wasn't receiving the celebration that I had decided I deserved. Now, I'm not saying that obviously my husband wasn't present and he didn't praise me when he got home, but I felt like I deserved something bigger. I'm also not saying that there's no reward or positive to being a parent. Of course, there is their first steps and words and when they start making friends and go off to school. But what I had to learn really fast is that if I was serving my child for my own gain, as opposed to hers, then I wasn't really serving in the way God intended. My motive and my heart behind it weren't right. And we're going to be looking at this theme of serving and what the Bible says about it throughout the week. The passage I want to focus on today, though, is from Philippians 2, verses 1 to 11. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Here, Paul is calling the Philippians into unity through humbling themselves to serve. He says that they are to do nothing with selfish ambition, rather to live out of humility, to value others above themselves. In one of my first years of training as a youth worker, I helped teach and lead the stewards on a residential camp. This was a bunch of college-age kids who had come to serve the younger teenagers and the youth workers who was there. And I was there to guide them in how to do that. And what did I regularly sign myself up to do? To clean the portaloos. But was this me showing them how to humbly serve? Far from it. It was me picking the worst job I could think of in hope that I would get the biggest pat on the back, making a song and dance about how great I was for cleaning the toilets so much and for stooping so low. But that is not what we are called to do. That service came from selfish ambition that Paul mentions here. It does not reflect the mindset of Jesus that we are called to have. Why? Because it lacked humility. Humility, the modest view of one's own importance. In Colossians 3:12, we are called to clothe ourselves in humility, And the Greek translation there is to clothe ourselves in the lowliness of mind. To clothe ourselves in the lowliness of mind. Is that not what Paul is saying that Jesus did? He clothed himself in the lowliness of mind, took the form of a servant, making himself nothing and becoming obedient to his own father's, to God's plans for his life. And what does this lead to? Paul goes on to say that Jesus is exalted to the highest place. He is the Messiah, the world's true Lord. Now, we know that this is the countercultural message of Jesus. In a time where the leaders were full of vanity and selfishness, God raised up the King of Kings from the lowest of lows. In his commentary on the passage, Tom Wright says that God is known most clearly when he abandons his rights for the sake of the world. And that's the mind of Christ and the pattern of thinking that belongs to you because you belong to the Messiah. Just going to read that again. God is known most clearly when he abandons his rights for the sake of the world. And that's the mind of Christ and the pattern of thinking that belongs to you because you belong to the Messiah. What Tom Wright is saying here is that Jesus became nothing to show us the depth of who God is. He became nothing in order to glorify God. And this is the motivation that we should follow. In Mark 10, verse 45, Jesus says, "But even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many." Here, Jesus reveals the motive behind his ministry and behind his life. Here, he reveals that he abandoned his rights to save the world. Isn't that amazing? Doesn't that just show us the power that comes from humbly serving those before us? Yet, it may be amazing, but when I read that, I always think of the massive challenge it is to think that we are called to have this same mindset in our own lives where we find ourselves. Every time we step out the door, every time we engage with other people, we are called to have the same mindset. Especially at the moment as well, where we're having dramatically less social interaction. How do we go out and be servants of all when we're not seeing people? I believe that God still has people for each of us to serve, whether it's someone we pass on our daily exercise, our neighbours, those in church who we are friends with, those in church who we know are lonely, maybe those who are struggling with home learning, maybe those who are key workers and they're tired and they're burnt out. And from my own personal experience, from my family's personal experience since being at this church, we have been massively, massively blessed by the servant hearts in this church. By people who we have only interacted with behind a mask or on Zoom or on WhatsApp. And we saw earlier, didn't we, on Zoom, all these leaders who are serving in the church. And I am so encouraged and so excited to see that the servant heart is the DNA of this church. And I just want to encourage you that even though the world around us has slowed down and has somehow halted in areas, God hasn't. God still has people for us to serve. When I was thinking about the talk today, the question that kept coming into my mind was, how do we become servants of all? And I'm excited to look at all the scriptures this week and to see what Word on Wednesday brings up. But I was thinking, just for today, right at the start, how do we become servants of all? How do we change our mindset so it's like Christ? How do we humbly sacrifice our lives for the one before us? And I came up with three prayers, which handily I made start with S, which also, so hopefully they will be easy to remember as we go about our week. The first one is, "Search me, God." Let us take time with God for him to search our hearts, check our motives, reveal to us if there is any pride, any assumptions, misconceptions, any previous hurt maybe, or anything that is stopping us from having the mindset of Christ, stopping us from lovingly and humbly serving. David says it in the Psalms, doesn't he? "Search me, God. Know my heart, my anxieties. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. So that's our first one. Search me, God. The second one is show me, God. Show me who I am called to serve. Jesus' servant mindset is visible throughout the Gospels when he constantly stops for the one before him. The one the priests were cast aside, the dirty, the sick, the lame, the sinners. Jesus saw them all. His eyes were in tune with the kingdom of God. And his humble servant mindset meant he saw the one before him. And what happened when he did? We know that people were healed, people were restored. They came to know and follow God. Lives were transformed and the kingdom of heaven came to earth. We can ask God to do the same for us. Show me, God, who I am to serve. Where have you placed me to be your servant on earth and to bring your kingdom here? So the second one, show me, God. And the third one, surround me, God. I said earlier how the motive behind Jesus' ministry and his life was to serve and give his life. And in John 15, 13, he reveals the key to this. Greater love has no one than this, to lay his life down for his friends. The very essence of Jesus coming to earth to serve is love. And we need that love to be our driving force, which can only happen, as we all know, if we surround ourselves by God and his love. Which is why I think it's really important that that is part of our prayer here. Surround me, God. Surround me with your love. Reveal your love to me. Show me your nature, your mindset, your character, so that I can reflect you to the one before me. So there are my three prayers that I hope we can all commit to praying this week as we think of being a servant of all. Search me, God. Show me, God. Surround me, God, with your love, nature, mindset, and character, so that I can reflect you to the one before me. Because isn't that why we've been called to be servants of all? To reflect the one who served to save. Let's pray together. God, we thank you that when you came to earth, Jesus, when you came to earth, you showed us how to be humble. You showed us in every action how to serve, how to love the one before us. We thank you that we have your word here to guide us in this. And we pray as a church, as we look at this theme this week of being servants to the one before us, loving the one before us, that you will show us who to love. You will search us and our hearts, and you will surround us in your love. We praise you today, God, our servant King. And we rejoice and we stand and confess that you are Lord of Lords. And we long to see every knee bow to you. Amen.